We aren't short of applications which allow us to annotate over the top of live web pages. Digo, for example, social bookmarking tool, but also allows a high degree of interactivity between users and collaboration on commenting on different aspects of websites and web pages. Bounce, on the other hand, is an application which strips things back to a very simple form. What you do is, you don't need an account in order to do this, although if you want to save anything you can create yourself an account. But what makes it appealing from a working with students point of view is the fact that you can dig straight in without that account creation being necessary. All you do is to grab the URL of the web page that you want to discuss or comment upon. Then you paste it into the provided box on Bounce. And Bounce then will go away and will take a snapshot of the whole page. It then brings that back to you, and you see an image, in effect, of the page, and you can then annotate various parts of it. You don't get any extra tools. It's simply a matter of highlighting a particular area, drawing a box around it, and then adding your comments. So this could be really useful if you've got IT students who are looking at web design, and you can comment on the different features and aspects and layout of a page. Or it could be that you've got some economics students reading a story on a financial website, and you want them to comment on what's being said and discuss the different aspects of a particular story. In fact, that could be true for any subject. So it could be National Geographic, it could be Scientific American, any subject. You might even have an actual piece of literature that's on a site. There's lots of online literature sites available, and you might be having students discuss the different parts of the text itself. So Bounce has lots of particular applications. Anyway, once your students have annotated that image, it's a simple matter of clicking save, and then that Bounce provides you with a URL. It's a unique URL to that particular page. You copy that and you can share it out, and others can then see the comments that you've made. What's really useful is that other people with whom you've shared the link to your annotated snapshot can also, through Bounce, add their own annotations. So you can actually get a discussion going as you share the increasingly annotated image on with others.